Regarding preparation for death, the Hadith tells us, we were present with Amr, son of Al-As, when he was in the throes of death. He wept for a long time and turned his face to the wall. His son tried to comfort him, saying, Father, didn't the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, give you good news? Didn't he give you good news? Then he turned his face towards us and said, Our best preparation is a witnessing that there is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. I have passed through three stages. I recall when no one was a more bitter enemy of the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, than I, and nothing would have been dearer to me than if I had the power to kill him. Had I died in that condition, I would have been one of the inhabitants of the fire. When Allah placed Islam in my heart, I went to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, and said, Give me your right hand, so that I might swear allegiance to you. He stretched out his right hand, but I withdrew my hand. He asked, What is the matter, Amr? I replied that I had a condition to make. He asked me what the condition was. So I told him the condition was that all my sins would be forgiven. He said, Don't you know that (embracing) Islam wipes out all that has gone before it, that migration wipes out all that has gone before it, and the pilgrimage wipes out all that has gone before it? Thereafter, no one was more beloved to me than the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, nor was any one more highly respected than him in my eyes. His glory was such that I could not look at his face for any length of time, so that if I were asked to describe him, I would be unable to do so, because I never looked at him for long enough. Had I died in that condition, I could have hoped to have been one of the dwellers of the paradise. After that, we were made responsible for many things, and now I do not know what my condition is in that respect. When I die, do not let any mourner or fire attend my bier. When you bury me, throw the earth gently over me and stay near my grave for as long as it takes to slaughter a camel and distribute its meat, so that I should draw comfort from your presence and consider the answer I shall make to the angels.